Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega. Ever since 2012, North Dakota has been trying to implement more stringent voter ID laws. Courts have already repeatedly struck down the toughest parts of those laws. But last week, the Supreme Court allowed one of the most contentious voter ID measurements to go into effect ahead of the midterms. Now, North Dakotans will have to present an ID with a residential address. A P.O. box alone is not going to cut it. And that's a problem for nearly 5,000 Native Americans in the state because the Postal Service doesn't deliver to homes in rural reservations. John Hegeman is North Dakota Capitol correspondent for the Forum News Service. John, thanks for being with The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how exactly did this happen?
Well, if we want to go all the way back to 2012, that was the year that Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp was elected. She's the only Democrat elected to statewide office here in a very Republican state. After that election, the legislature started implementing voter ID laws. For a long time, the states allowed people to sign affidavits, basically self-certifying they are who they said they were and that they were voting in the correct precinct, or, you know, allowing them to have a poll worker basically vouch for who they are. You know, in a lot of these small towns, people know each other. They say, that's Bob down the street. I know who he is. He can vote here. The legislature saw some problems with that, some potential instances of double voting, and they got rid of those two options. Now, you know, Democrats and I think Heitkamp herself would say that it was more about addressing her victory or a response to her victory in 2012, whereas Republicans would say, you know, we're trying to protect the integrity, is the word they use a lot, integrity of the ballot box.
Has anyone argued that this disproportionately disenfranchises Native Americans from casting a ballot, particularly just a couple weeks before the midterm elections?
Well, I think the plaintiffs have argued that over and over, and they seem to, you know, find success in the lower court with that argument. They had a victory that the plaintiffs did. They notched a victory right before the 2016 election that brought back the affidavits, actually, for that election. But then the legislature came back last year and passed a new voter ID law that's the subject of the appeals that are still ongoing right now.
John, if I'm somebody who's affected by this, if I'm somebody who does not have a street address and instead just has a P.O. box, what can I do to rectify this?
What the Secretary of State's office has said is that there is a position in every county called a 911 coordinator, and that person, if you call them, can, according to the Secretary of State's office, pretty easily go through the process of actually assigning a residential street address to your home, and they can provide you a letter reflecting where your residential address is. And if you still show up to the polls on election day and you still don't have the proper ID, what the state is saying is that, you know, you can cast a ballot that's just not put in the count yet. It's quote unquote set aside. And you have a week after the election to come back with a, you know, proper ID. So you have that kind of buffer, I guess, after the election to rectify that.
John Hegeman is North Dakota Capitol correspondent for the Forum News Service. Don, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.